Om Shanti. And today's topic is how to achieve perfection in our profession. Because always Baba is telling, be karma yogi. Is it? Karma is coming first, then yoga. Be karma yogi. So if my actions, each action is neat, clean, accurate, and with that action I am fully satisfied, and then only I can give satisfaction to others. With my own action I will be happy and I will give happiness to others. Yes? So this perfection is necessary. If my actions are not neat, clean, accurate, so I know many things. I am doing meditation. So what is the use of that meditation? What is the meaning of meditation? What is the use of this knowledge? So Baba, how Baba is bringing paradise on this earth, he is not bringing from incorporeal world to corporeal world. He is not doing any magic. He is coming and teaching us by knowledge, by convincing knowledge to his children. He will change our attitude, our behavior, our plan, action plan. We do actions. But as per old plan, body conscious plan, not spiritual plans. So all this requires first how to achieve perfection. If my actions are neat, clean, accurate, I can take sound sleep. And I can give others also. They can also enjoy their life. But question comes, how? For that, what I have to do? For that, what is meditation? Sir, for that, what is that knowledge? We know always, we listen many things, we collect plenty of information from the whole world. Even each day, Baba is also telling many things. Today also Baba said, whatever you are listening in this Murli, churn on it. Think on that again and again and apply on self, because I know my attitude, I know my thoughts, I know my actions, how I am doing. Sometimes we want to do perfect action, accurate action, till I cannot achieve that perfection, satisfaction. Why? What is lacking? Yes? If it is not there, so a whole day I am doing meditation, I am regular student, I am listening Murli, nobody will accept. So result is necessary. And that is what Baba's plan. By our actions only we will bring paradise on this earth. We will change this iron age into golden age. Not by magic, by our actions. Because after knowing this knowledge, is second, whatever I am doing, each action is recorded. And for each action, there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. Because what you sow, so shall you reap. Even though after knowing many things, till my actions are not clean, pure, royal, so my next life, paradise, heaven will come on this earth. I will come there. What is my role? Not by just listening. how much I am applying this knowledge. How much I am changing my body conscious habit into soul conscious. For that, what I have to do? Now solution we require. And I have seen in my life, only minimum two things are there. And we know it. But it is not properly till used. That's why we are not happy in our own actions. Otherwise, those who are coming in my relation, they are also not fully satisfied. That's why many times Baba said, we require three types of certificates. What are those? One is self-satisfaction. With my own thought, with my own action, I must be happy first. Yes, I have done accurate. As per my ability, capacity, understanding, I have done. Self-satisfaction. Second, I have to take certificate from the Brahmin family with whom I am serving. They must be satisfied. Not only I. Certificate of others is also necessary. Then third certificate we require from the Father. So for that, what I have to do? So how I will get these three certificates? First is, we must know, if you want to achieve perfection, what is necessary in action? Nowadays, in the whole world, particularly in India also, in the whole world, in corporate sector, in any office, if you go, what they will say? Bring your heart along with you. When you are coming to your professional job, bring your heart along with you. Which heart? Without this heart, we cannot go there. If this heart is not working, then where you have to go? Somewhere else. Is it? So without this heart we cannot. So which heart you have to bring there? To achieve perfection. Otherwise my actions are not neat, clean, accurate. Intellect is the heart of the soul. Not this heart. This heart is just pumping the blood. It is physical. Because in action, concentration is necessary. Concentration will bring perfection. Now, here also you are looking me, you are listening me. I feel that you are fully concentrated on me. You are looking. You are not looking here and there. Till you see, you are listening, you are looking, till some thoughts are coming. Oh, I have to do this. Then sometimes, the teacher is telling, please give attention. So, what is that attention? What is that missing? So, you are looking, your eyes are open, you are looking me, you are listening, physically you are present here, mentally you are present here. So, what is that missing? Anybody knows? This word is used, please give attention. Where attention is available? So you are soul, soul is there, that's why you are here. Thoughts. Who is there? So you are here, you are looking me. Now you are looking me, you are listening me, you are not looking there here. So you are looking me, I know. So you are listening also. So what is missing? Heart is not here. Intellect is not here. Listening is not everything. You are listening. Understanding is where? Intellect. Intellect, your heart is thinking, oh, I have to do this. I have to meet him. So intellect, the heart is connected somewhere else. So what you are listening is not understood. So what you are reading, yes, I have read it. I am not convinced. I do not know. Who is telling this? That's why only in this university this definition is given. In the whole world up to today, concentration is what? Focus of mind. It is incomplete definition. That's why this spiritual university, what Almighty, one who is the ocean of knowledge, what he is teaching, which is not at all taught in the whole world education, whole world university, till up to today it is not taught. What is that? And that is, even science also telling, conscious and subconscious. Where is intellect? When I see you, some bad thoughts are coming in my mind. What I have to do? So it is said, do not control your mind. Do not suppress your mind. But what I have to do? What I have to do? The world is telling you control. No, do not control. How long you control? Do not suppress it. But what to do? Convince your mind. But who will convince? The seniors will going to convince the juniors. Teacher will convince the student. That's why it is said, it is very easy to teach others. But it is very difficult to teach the self. Who will teach me? Who will teach me? I know my mind is naughty. I do not like this type of thoughts. What to be done? Who will teach? Who will control? I is who? Soul is there. There are not two souls. The senior souls will go in to convince the junior soul. I will ask you, sister, what is your name? So you will give answer, no? Two persons. So who will control myself? Mind is separate and I am separate. Who will convince the mind? That is intellect. So when we are listening the knowledge, whatever Baba is teaching, so Baba said today, again and again, think on that. Take only one Murli point, not too many things. Each day one drop of positive thought sufficient. From the whole Murli, select as per your choice, as per your aim. All are having different aim of life. Select what I have to do, what Baba has taught me today. What Baba said me today. Many things. One thing you take. And teach yourself. Think on that. Baba is telling, I can do this. It is possible to do. How to do? How long I have to do this? So convince, for that what I have to do? Make a plan. Again and again, think only on one point. Churn on that. Make a plan. Baba is staying, he is in that stage. We are here. We are in unity. You are having, in society, there are many things are here. So in this situation, I can apply. Possible? I want to do it. So I have to again and again ask myself. Not many things. Each day, take one drop. Convince, yes, Baba said this. I have to do. How? How long I have to do it? No, I cannot do this. Okay, leave it. That's why always Baba is telling, number war. All cannot be equal. Subjects are also necessary. Royal family is also there. All are doing different efforts. So ask, I can do this? No. Leave it. There is no hard and fast rule that you have to do it. There is just choice. any point as per your desire, as per your aim. Only one point. Again and again, whole day, remind. Now question comes, how to remember one point first, then second churning. There are four stages. Just your listening is not everything. We cannot remember whole day. First, how to remember, how to increase my memory power, that I have to learn. So as per my understanding, so what I do, so when I am listening the Murli, I choose which point is very good for myself. As per my aim, I select one point. And again, for that what I do, I write on a paper and keep in my pocket. Not in diary. Diary is somewhere else. I'll write down, I'll leave it somewhere else. I'll keep that point in my pocket. Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. To keep this body healthy, what we are doing? Minimum 3 times in a day, we take care of this body. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. We take care. We feed. Similarly, I have to feed myself. Mental health is also necessary. Physical health is okay. You have to do it. And I am so much busy, I do not have time extra. But Baba has given 2 hands. After Murli class, when I go and sit for breakfast, this hand will go here, this hand will go here. What is the role of this hand? What Baba said? It is a thought, it is a food for the mind. That's all. Just feed it, forget. You will do many things. Afternoon once again, the food is coming, this hand never go. Only this hand will go. Same time, I do not remember, I forget, okay. But it is available. Just to pick up what Baba said, keep it, finish. Once again in the night, dinner is coming. Even though whole day I am busy, at that time I am free. My both hands are free. Use your hands. Dinner is coming. Just you pick up and teach yourself. Even there is no need to churn. 3 times, because when I am eating, machinery is here, it is working. Digestion system is working. Just you swallow, just you put inside. Similarly, one Murli point, just to feed. 3 times minimum in a day. Then only whole day, I am remembering that point, morning, afternoon, evening. Morning just I have written, I have listened, it is not sufficient. Morning I have taken breakfast, why I have to take dinner? There is only one stomach, there are not 2-3 stomachs. So when you want 3 times in a day, we will take care of the body, we never take care of the self. There must be a balance. Otherwise, one is very healthy, one is very weak. The healthy body, weak mind. So balance is necessary. So here, very simple, this is first step. Second step. So do not teach yourself, do not keep along with you. Suppose when you meet somebody, share with others. Donate it. Suppose when somebody meet, brother, how are you? Om Shanti. Oh, just remove it, read and tell him, today Baba said, very good point. Share with others. You are sharing means you are doing action. It is recorded. Action is recorded. This action scar you will carry forward. It is imperishable wealth. You are giving, donating to others. So share with others. These 3 things, one point I have to write down, keep along with you, teach yourself 3 times in a day, and share with others. Do it for only 1 week, not always. Create a habit in you. Once our intellect is habitual, when you are listening, same times you will note down in memory. There is no need to write down once again. Because there is a habit. We create a habit. It will be lifelong. Whenever you listen, yesterday Baba said this. 1 month before Baba said this. 1 year before Baba said this. The whole information is accumulated. That soul is called knowledgeful soul. Not just regularly I am listening. Regularly 3 times, 4 times in a day I am reading Murli. He is not knowledgeful. Understood? So if you are accumulating this, any time during the whole year, mind is naughty. Somewhere it will attract. Many situations will come. Suddenly, intellect, the heart will remind you, on that day Baba said, apply this medicine. Apply this instrument. It is a weapon. Whenever situation is coming, apply. So you will overcome with that situation. He is called knowledgeful and experienced soul. Experience is there. He has achieved victory over that situation. We have solved that paper. Knowledge is necessary. Possible or difficult? Here if you feel any difficulty, if it is difficult, there are many other things are also. Now you tell your opinion. This study, because it's the institution. It is not just come and listen whenever you come, whenever you go. No, it is an institution. He is a teacher. He came as a teacher to teach. On this education only you will become subjects, servers, royal family, king. Education it is. It is right, convince. Any difficulty? Okay. Now comes second. So now comes how to apply this knowledge in profession, in action. Concentration is necessary. In profession or any type of action. Even if you are cooking food, even if you are cleaning the cloth, there also you require concentration. Suppose you are cooking the food and you are looking somewhere else, suddenly somebody is ringing you. Oh, you forget to put something. What will happen? In every action, concentration is necessary. Now you tell me, what is concentration? What is concentration? We use this word again and again. What is that? So when mind is not naughty, it is very silent, it is soft, very sweet, then it is concentration. Good. Any more? What is concentration? All means how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? All. What are those faculties? Only intellect. And other faculties? Don't know. What are those other faculties? Because you said the word all. How many faculties are there? These are the faculties. Okay. Any more? Many times it is explained, yes? Constant attention. Yes, you want to, now you are sitting here, so with that aim you came here, is it? And you want to listen constantly, till, without your control, unknowingly some other things are coming, no? So within half an hour, not a single thought came about others. It is there? No, many other things are coming, even though you do not like it. Without your permission they are entering. Yes? They are entering from which door? All doors are closed. So which door they are coming? That you have to find out. Any more? What is concentration? And that is, in the world university it is said, in the whole world, focus of mind is concentration. But when I came, we came in this spiritual university, this definition is incomplete because it is human beings' knowledge, worldly knowledge. Now the Supreme Father, the ocean of knowledge, He is telling, child, we have two powers, mind and intellect. So, definition of concentration in this university, where mind and intellect work together at a time, there is concentration. Mind is reading, intellect is grasping, understanding. Where listening and understanding both are working simultaneously, there is concentration. Then you say, yes, I have understood now. Right? Accepted? Convince? Or anything, if you have, you have chance to ask. No, this is not. Because whatever you listen, it is, you must accept. No. You have right to say, no, this is not, this is not, this is right. Yes, sister? Okay. So we are having two mind. So when you are sitting in meditation, we are creating thoughts. I am a soul, point of light. Suddenly some thought is coming. Who, from where it is coming? The door of intellect. Intellect is reminding you, oh, 10 o'clock you have to meet this person. You have to do this. The past memory is activating, no? So, if you are, that's why many times Baba said, you want to use your mind and intellect as per your past habit or as per present knowledge. If you are not giving anything, mind and intellect will work. You are sitting here, mind will work. Your intellect is also work. As per your past habits. Just you sit and see when you sit meditation. You will go 10 years, 15 years back. Somebody said something. All past memories are emerging. That is intellect. New. Oh, why this is kept here? Why is doing this? What is this? So new also. Mind is also creating. Looking to the present conditions. So these two powers are working. As per their habit. If you leave them free, they will work definitely. But here Baba is telling, do not leave them free. Use them. As per Baba's Srimat, as per Baba's direction. So what is that direction? That's why you see, in meditation, always the word is used each day. What is that? Realize yourself as a soul. Then remember me. Understood? So there is a same direction. Apply this. So when you are sitting, so mind is working. Now you are listening to me, you are looking, your eyes are open. Not you are looking here and there. Till other thoughts are also coming. They are coming from where? Past memory, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this. Yes, they are coming, intellect, memory it is. The past memory, that is we call, in other words, Ravan, Maya. Maya is what? From where it is coming? Our own past deeds, habits, memories, they are emerging, they are interacting in our journey. So when you want to sit, Baba telling, when you sit in meditation, connect your mind and intellect with powerhouse. If you want power, you have to connect two wires, positive and negative. Then only you will get light. If you want current, power from Baba, not just mind. Two lines, mind and intellect, both you have to connect to charge power. Is right or not? Convince? There are two powers. Mind and intellect. Mind is creating thought. Negative, positive, it is naughty. Whatever it will create. But understanding power is there. No. as a Brahmin, as a BK, I should not think like this way. As a Baba's child, I should not think like this way. Oh, he is doing, he is not Baba's child. His behavior is this. No, he is also a human being, he is also doing. So we easily we follow others. But today Baba said, if you realize, remember, I am son of Almighty. Keep His company. This awareness is that who is I am. Yes, I should not do this type of action. I should not talk like this way. So that intellect, that heart, that knowledgeful intellect, that understanding power will convince the mind. Do not suppress the thought. Do not control. You should not do like this way. How long you suppress? Convince. I am son of Almighty. My aim is this. I am Brahmin. I am BK. I should not do like this way. I should not think like this way. So I have to convince. When I see you, what is going on in my mind, you do not know. I know. So who will convince my mind? You cannot. I have to convince. So first I have to understand myself. That understanding power is intellect. So in this university, what is definition? Where mind and intellect, bring your mind and intellect together. This is concentration. Yes. Yes. That is to say that there are many other branches. Emotion is there. It is also in intellect. Because understanding is there. When I see you, suddenly I remember, oh, you are so and so. You have done this 5 years before. Memory telling you. Suddenly my behavior, my attitude, my vision, everything will change. I am so lawful. Suddenly I will hate you. Why? I remember, oh, you are so and so. You are that person 10 years before you said this. Suddenly my behavior, my attitude, my words, everything will change. So all this is memory. So here, these two powers, now comes here, this is meditation. This, if I am using this in my profession also, suppose I am writing, I am looking here, my intellect is also here, full concentration I am doing, not a single mistake will be there in writing. Even though suppose I am writing, some mistake is there, suddenly intellect will say, no, this spelling is wrong, I will correct here only. If my heart, intellect is not here, I am writing many things, and then my letter will go here and there, oh, this is a mistake, this is a mistake. So what is the value of my action? And Baba has given us two hands. If I am lifting this with one hand, you will have a thought. Oh, it may fall. If I am lifting with this with both the hands, you never thought will come. Something will go wrong. So if I am applying these two powers, my each action, so that's why it is said, with concentration, with heart, where mind and intellect both are applying, that each action is neat, clean, accurate. That action will give you self-satisfaction. That action will give you satisfying with others also. But how to develop this? Now second point it is. How to develop this concentration? First you must know the meaning of concentration. It is okay. Convince. Or not. It is accepted. Yes, sister, this side was telling, it is right, convince? Or any thought you have, not convince? Yes, you have to ask, no? Because who do not know came from where? Because the whole world has not taught to us the intellect. We do not know the third eye. Today, now Baba is telling, if you are having, now I will tell you how to activate that power. Huh? So when you activate, then you will realize, yes, because my intellect is clean, my eyes are open, this eye is physical. Intellect is an eye. So Baba came to give us a third eye, divine eye. That is, intellect now is coated with the dust. So I am spiritually blind. I cannot see. I cannot understand others. So Baba is coming to clean our intellect. Then whenever I see, I can understand you. Who are you? What you are? That's why he is telling, I came to give you third eye, that divine intellect. So that process, how to clean it, that I will explain. When your intellect is clean, whatever is coming, you will, oh, this thought came. 10 years before this brother has done this. That's why today I remember. Nobody is in front of you, you are sitting in meditation. Something, some thought is coming, you do not like it. You will think, why this came? Oh yes, 10-15 years before that person has given me too much sorrow. Today I remember. When I keep sitting in meditation, calm and quiet, then past things will emerge. Then we say it is Maya came. Yes, Maya came from where? It is what? My own action. We give the title for that. Maya it is. Ravan came. From where Maya came? It is my own action. Nobody is in front of you. It is my own. Understood? So now, meditation is gone. Now first I want to explain you only concentration. Now how to develop this? That is meditation here. So if you are using these two powers in each action, so understand your each action will become neat, clean, accurate. Now you may ask how to bring these two powers together. And that is meditation here. Somebody will ask you, what is meditation in this spiritual university? There is no meditation. Meditation means develop your concentration to achieve perfection in your study or in profession or in prayer, worship, meditation. Anything you do it. Develop your concentration is meditation. Why you are doing meditation? To develop your concentration. What is meditation? It is concentration. Now what I have to do? How to develop this? Very simple. Today you try. When you sit in meditation, you see half an hour, totally you will forget yourself. Because your mind and intellect is engaged, busy in creating positive. So you will forget this body feelings. That is called bodiless stage. How to forget this body? Who is telling you this? There is a pain, there is this? Who is reminding? The intellect is always having awareness of the body. Because I am using, I am looking. So that in meditation, what I have to do? So whenever you are sitting, morning and evening, not always. Early in the morning, Amrut Vela, when you are sitting, the whole world is telling, meditation is what? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to activate? So there is a system. So whenever you sit, talk to you. We know talk to others. Talk to yourself. So who will talk to whom? And what have to talk to me? The first word when you sit morning and evening meditation, talk. Ask yourself, who am I? Wait. Who will give answer? Heart, true heart, the intellect. Mind is asking, who am I? Yes, yesterday Baba said, I am a soul. Second, what type of soul? Yes, I am Son of Almighty. Yes, I am a deity soul. Yes, I am a Brahmin soul. Each day there are many things Baba has given. You can apply. Ask yourself always. So your heart has to say, I am this. If you are not having this knowledge, oh, I am so and so, I am a mother, I am a sister, I am a doctor, I am an engineer, these words will come. Now we know this spiritual knowledge. So ask each day, who am I? And wait 1 second. Answer may come. Heart will speak, yes, I am this. Second, if I am a soul, then what is my form? What is my form? We know it. Use spiritual knowledge here. So, yes, Baba said, I am a star shining in the middle of forehead. A white mercury star is sitting in the middle of forehead. This is my form. Third, what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. Divine, you know, we know it. Yes? 5 vices and qualities. Ask one by one, what is my quality? Teach yourself. We know it is called apply the spiritual knowledge. Not just listening and keeping it. Use it. Application of spiritual knowledge is meditation here. Not just listening is not meditation. So you ask, who am I? Okay, intellect, you know it, we have accumulated knowledge. Intellect will give answer, I am so and so. What is my form? Suddenly intellect will give you, because you read, you have learned it. Yes, this is my form. What are my qualities? Suddenly intellect will give you, yes, remind you, these are my qualities. One by one, teach yourself. Fourth, what is my function? Yes, I am a soul sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use my eyeballs here and there. If I want to talk, I use this mouth, otherwise it is closed. I am driving this body. Is it? If I am driving this body, then I came from where? Fifth question. Each day, whenever you sit, this is called soul conscious. If your mind is asking and intellect is giving answer, there is unity of mind and intellect. This is, it leads to a concentration. No other interference. Nobody will interact you. Mind is asking, intellect is giving answers. No maya, no nothing, nobody will come in the middle. If you are not giving, using intellect, some past other memories will come. So do not allow other memories. So step by step, slowly, slowly you ask, activate your spiritual memories. So these 5 questions first. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? And from where I came. Okay? Convince? If you are doing each day, when you are sitting, you are having full concentration. No other thoughts are coming. So you are developing this. Now question comes, where you want to apply it? Either in your study, or in your work, or on Supreme Father. 3 places you use. In profession also you apply it. There your actions will become neat, clean, accurate. If you are student, you are studying. So if you are applying this, so whatever you are listening, it is recorded properly. Now, we are doing meditation, when you connect with powerhouse, so you are absorbing His power, grasping His power. So where to concentrate? Either in your study, or in action, or in Supreme Father. So meditation is concentration here. Develop your if you are doing this, then your each action, any type of action you do, it is neat, clean. That's why the whole world is up to today respecting Brahma Kumaris. That spiritual Baba's children, why? They are very neat, clean. They never deceive. They never deceive. Their actions are perfect. They keep faith. They keep trust. Why? They know. They are selfless. They do not have any self-conscious, that is called selfishness, selfless. Their actions are, they are doing each action in God's remembrance. They are doing accurate action. They have trust, they have faith. Then the people will come close to us. They will listen to us. By our actions we will attract others. We will teach others. We will show who is I am. We are whose children? By just knowledge nobody will accept. That's why it is said, teach others by your behavior, by your actions. Possible or difficult? Step by step, just because it is not the same thing I am telling in different ways. Many times it is explained. But what happens when you are free? I can connect easily individually. Otherwise, when I explain, somebody is going in deep meditation. What is that deep meditation? So we know many things. We listen. That's why it is a listening is not everything. Understanding is everything. When you listen, you have understood. Your time is valuable. Our life is valuable. Once in a cycle, this opportunity we will get to study spiritual knowledge, spiritual development. So concentration is not, that's why I say sometimes when I'm listening Murli, I cannot concentrate. Why? So that I do not know till what is concentration. Second, how to develop. So if you are telling you cannot remember, it is right. You forget or you remember everything. In Madhuvan Gyan Sarovar, you will get memory power free. You want memory power? Anybody wants? You say sometimes I forget everything. You forget or you remember everything? Only Murli point we forget. Baba we forget. Other things we remember. We have a sound memory power for all negative things. But only we have a weak memory power for the positive things. Means our intellect is coated in the dust. Negative that intellect is always grasping, collecting negative things. That's why Baba is telling always, golden intellect and stone intellect. Yes, keep your intellect clean. Intellect is a pot, golden pot. There only we can keep these jewels of knowledge. If intellect is not clean, it is coated with full of many garbage things. So how you can remember Baba's knowledge, pure knowledge? Convince? So what is how to achieve perfection? Not simply I will all want to do, nobody want to do wrong things. But intellect is still not clean. Understanding power is not there. What I am doing. What is right and what is wrong. Always you see somebody doing something wrong. We feel it. He is doing wrong. But he never accepts. He will say, I am right. Because his understanding is that much. So what Baba is telling for that? You convince him, you force him, you argue with him, leave him. Give him sakash. Give him pure vibrations. Only by giving him pure vibrations we can convince, not by words. Do not argue. Do not debate. Because he is not having that ability to understand. Concentration is what? Meditation is what? How to increase memory power? Clean intellect, how to increase? Very simple. That is meditation here. Because memory is in intellect. That is heart. It is already full. This box is full with negative things. So even if you keep good things, it never accept. So you say, I cannot remember. My box is full. What to do? Clean it. Remove the negativity. So, when you are sitting morning and evening, meditation, That is called meditation. So ask yourself, who am I? Ask your intellect will give answer. Use your intellect. So you are using. So not it is easy. Once you will ask, who am I? Intellect will give answer, yes, I am a soul. What is my form? Oh, I have to do this and that. Many other tasks will come. Do not worry. So convince, yes, I have to do this. Do not ignore your thought. Do not suppress your thought. Convince your thought. Yes, now I have to meet somebody. But not now. 1 o'clock I will meet. Come once again. Who am I? What is my form? Again and again you convince. Do not leave. It is effort. Once your intellect is accepting your thoughts, so there is a unity. There is a concentration. It takes time initially. Once these two powers become united, then you develop. It takes 5 days, 10 days, each day practice. Just like you see the water tap, if you close, till it is dropping. Second time you have to tight it. Similarly here also, intellect never accept. It is a habit of negative things. Negative thing easily you can grasp. You can remember. Positive things not. The intellect is not having a habit of accepting. So initially it will take little time. So till morning, evening, 2-3 days if you are practicing, see intellect start accepting, giving you answer. So once intellect accepting, means mind intellect is concentrated. The both are combined. The result is concentration. Then after that, you are sitting here, before sitting, coming to Murli class, morning in meditation, just 5-10 minutes you do it. And after that, you come and sit in Murli class. You see, whatever you are listening, yes, I understand. When you go outside, you can explain to others. Understood? Do practice and see. So when you develop this, each day, morning and evening, 2 times, 5 seconds, not 1 hour, just 5 questions, ask, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? Slowly convince, these are my qualities. I know it, but those my qualities are merged. Each day emerge them. Minimum 2 times. Then what is my function? Yes, I am using this, driving this car. And 5th one, I came from where? Use your mind and intellect. If you are not using, other things are coming. Because whatever mind is asking, yes, intellect is giving answer. So, some thought came in your mind, now, when you are sitting in meditation, and you do not like it. This thought, no, I have to remember Baba. This only time is given. Then intellect will say, no, do not think about that. Now think about Baba. So what to think? Oh, today Baba said, what Baba said in the Murli, remind. Teach yourself. So when you are teaching, so that thought will stop. So if you are not convincing, so that thought will come, mind will thinking. You do not like it, even against of your will and wish, that thought is going on. So we say, I do not like it. I cannot control my mind. Who will control? The intellect. How will control? By knowledge. Knowledge we cannot remember. Why? It is not clean. Now how to clean? So when you concentrate, connect with Him, He said, I am the purifier. So He will purify by His power. So connect this and connect with Him. Now how to connect to Him? In meditation now, what you will do? You said 5th question, from where I came? From Paramdham. What you will do now? So you talk to Him. How? Who is He? Who is my Father? My Father is having 8 powers. Take 1 power. Who is my Father? Talk to Him. Yes. Shub Baba, I came from Paramdham. Who is there? Shub Baba. Who is He? You cannot see anything. Just you talk to Him. Just like in mobile, you dial your number, so your voice will go there, from this corner to that corner. Is it? Similarly, so when you dial these five numbers, so your vibration will go to Him only. Talk to Him, Baba, you are always pure. And I am your child. I want to become just like you. For that, what I have to do? Because I am your child. You are always peaceful. You never get angry. And I am your child. I want to become like you. For that, what I have to do? Baba will remind you, child, yesterday it is said. 2 days before it is said. All He will convince you. It is said in this Murli, you will remember. He will activate your memory. Because everything is you have recorded. So you talk to Him. He said, I am knowledgeful. Always I am coming and teaching you knowledge. So you follow Me. The word is used, Bap Saman. How My Father, how the Son, Father shows the Son. Son shows Father. Do not ask, Baba, give Me power. Do not beg. Compare Him. What My Father is doing and what I am doing. Because I want to become just like My Father. What My Father, each power, He is always pure. Why I cannot be always pure? What is difficulty? How I want to become like Him, I want to become pure. He is pure in what? He never think negative in His mind. His mind is always creating positive. So I also follow. I have to also always think positive. So in what way He is pure? Take one power. Compare. What I have to do? That's why follow Me, Baba said. Do not follow here and there. Understood? So when you talk each power and you take and you compare, 8 minutes you are connected to Him. That's why the perfect meditation is what? Line clear. From here to Paramdham, no other thoughts came. You are asking, answer is coming. No other interruption. Line clear. Connection clear there. You are fully connected to Him. You are taking each power and comparing. If connection is not there, there is no charging. And you can see if you are doing regularly for minimum 1, 2, 3 months, you see again and again the negative dreams are coming. If by meditation, He said, I am the purifier. So if you are doing meditation like this way each day, you see the negative dreams, slowly, slowly you get cure. The physician, he is telling, if you are taking this medicine, this disease will going to cure after some times. 1 week course, 5 days course, he is giving. Here also, Baba is telling, 7 days course. 7 days if you are taking My medicine as a meditation, you can cure spiritually. But system is there. This medicine you have to take morning. This medicine you have to take in the evening. Not morning only you take both the medicine, what will happen? There will be a reaction. For everything there is a system. Systematic effort will give you the perfection, the result. No, I like this meditation. When I close and I sit, I enjoy. Do it. But it never clean. It is not as per Srimad. It is Manmat. Sometimes somebody will say, I like this. Do it. Not as per Baba Srimad. So as per Baba Srimad, if you are doing, Baba has given Srimad. Direction. Realize yourself as a soul first. How to realize? So first, ask 5 questions. Ask yourself, who is I am? That self-realization. Then God realization. Who is He? You realize your Father. Who is He? He is so and so. And how is I am? Who is I am? For that, what I have to do? Compare. So realize yourself as a soul. Talk to Him. In one word we say, but we never explain detail. And when you sit in meditation, you feel your sound slip. Sound meditation. Deep meditation. Is it? Because mind and intellect is not working. channelize this. Fan is there. If this fan is working, then you will get cool wind. These two fans must work. They have to channelize. The world is telling, play only one fan, not two. Mind and intellect, both you have to connect. And how to connect? Nothing. Just you sit, talk to you. Activate your consciousness. Ask, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? Then who is he? Oh, he is my father. Who is he? He is always pure. How I will become my father, just like my father? He is always peaceful. How I will become like him? When? For that, what I have to do? Make a plan. Talk to him. So if you are doing like this way, you will forget world and worldly things. Half an hour, 1 hour, full concentration. There is a deep link. Just like you are sitting here now. The heavy sun is there outside. But we won't get the sun rays. So if you want the sun rays, I have to take this body outside, no? He is available. When the sun rays are falling on me, this sun is removing the dust of the body. Start sweating. And this sun is removing the dust of the soul. But soul is inside the body. Bring out. You have to take your body outside. He is available. Baba said, I came for whom? Not for this body. I came for the soul. If you sit in soul consciousness, then you can get my power. You are sitting inside and you said, I want sun rays. It is possible. It's available. How it will? He will come inside. No, you are inside the room. Come out. It is freely available. He came to sustain you. This we have to understand. Now, that sister is asking question, what is sanskar and what is intellect? Yes, function of intellect or memory. So you see, now I'll explain what is mind. Mind is doing two type of function. One, whenever you see anything, mind start thinking. That is creative power. Anything it will create. Negative, positive, present. One thing is, you just sit, nobody is in front of you, mind thoughts are coming. They are all from the past. Negative, positive. There are two types of thoughts are coming in our mind. One is creative, present, or present, and one is from the past. This is mind. What is mind? Mind is a machine which creates thoughts irrespective of good and bad, day and night, present and past. Okay? Convinced? Now, what is intellect? Intellect is doing three types of function. Whatever is coming out of mind, intellect will give decision. This thought is good or bad for my personality. First, intellect will give decision on that thought. After taking decision, if the thought is physical, intellect will show you the picture. Intellect is an eye. If the thought is subtle, not physical, intellect never show you picture. Intellect will feel it. Experience it. When you say, oh, mango, suddenly my intellect will say, yes, it is eatable fruit. This is a decision. Suddenly mango, you see, the intellect will show you picture of mango. It is physical. But that mango is sweet. It never show picture, won't come the sweetness. The intellect will show, oh, this mango is fully grown up. It is very sweet that you feel. Water will come, start coming in your mouth. That feeling is also doing intellect. Mind, that's why we call dull intellect and sharp intellect and mad. Mad cannot have experience, so we call he is mad. He do not know when to laugh and when to weep. Dull intellect, mad. So we have the third intellect, physical, will give you that called visualization. Physical things you can visualize. In this spiritual meditation, there is no visualization. It is feeling. Shiv Baba, you cannot see. Do not create his picture. It is creative. Fact. The intellect, the true heart experience, yes, my Baba is sweet Baba. Yes, that feeling will come, but cannot see. It is not physical. Third, now, these three things, intellect will do three things. After that, what you are doing, if you are eating mango, it is a physical action you have done. It is recorded. Physical action is recorded. Second, you have not eaten that mango. When you see that mango, you feel, oh, it is sweet, water came in your mouth. Feeling, that is also recorded. It is called subtle recording. There are two types of recording is going on, subtle and gross. The result is what? So who is designing this body? Black, white, handicap, who is doing? Reflection of gross action is physical body. As per my gross recording, when the soul is living, when its soul will go to another new womb, that who is designing? As per my past sanskars, gross sanskars. Now, what is angel? Angel is made of what? What is devil? Who is designing? Reflection of subtle, pure or impure action is angel. When you see Brahma Baba's left body, Dadi Prakashmani has not seen the angel. She has seen the light has gone. When the light has came to subtle world, then it is formed, the subtle form, not before. So that lie, what is recorded in that soul, when it come out, it reflects. If it is gross, it will form a body. If it is subtle, then it reflects pure vibrations. Pure aura, reflection of pure light is angel, reflection of black, negativity is there, we say devil. So now I would say, see what I am recording. What I am recording? Devil action, pure action. So what you are doing, that you will have to sow, because sanskars will give you life. Next life, future is in your hand. This must be known. What is souls? Mind is what? Intellect is what? Sanskar. The science has taught to us conscious. Subconscious is connected with memory and intellect is connected. They have not separated. That's why there is a confusion. Subconscious. Everything is subconscious. So here Baba said, because when you say some children, they are very intelligent. Whom we call mad? Whom we call dull intellect, sharp intellect. So Baba has separated this. Intellect is independent. Even though bad sanskars is coming, intellect is having power to control it. Mind is very naughty. Intellect is having power to control it. No, do not think. Do not see there. I should not do this. I do not want to do this. That is power, willpower. That is intellectual power. That he is giving. This knowledge is taught here. In this university. Not outside. Because that's why the whole world is telling. Lack of spirituality in our education. Spirituality means. The spiritual knowledge is not there. Knowledge of intellect is not there. So that's why they are spiritually blind. Illiterate. Because you are asking, whom? The intellect. Intellect, if it is, you are not bringing any picture. You are feeling, yes, I am a soul. Point, I am, who is I am? I am a soul. Where is that soul? I am inside. You feel, yes, I am a point of light. Feeling is coming. So you experience that. So you will become embodiment of that. So if you are not, this is not going on, other thoughts will come. So your intellect, what you are asking, intellect is not giving answer. So intellect is connected somewhere else. So other picture is coming, other thoughts are coming, then you so say, I cannot concentrate. Other thoughts are interfering because intellect is coated with the dust. Negativity is more powerful. So it will take little time to clean. Try again and again. Try. So when you are giving thought, mind is giving. So that Baba has given this knowledge. If you are not giving any thought to your intellect, not teaching, other thoughts will come. So Baba said, when you are sitting, use Baba's knowledge. So you want to go to travel Paramdham. So soul want to do. So activate soul. So you are taking that type of thought. Who am I? So intellect is having knowledge. So intellect will say, yes, I am not body. I am a soul. Which soul? Son of my Almighty. So intellect is giving answer. If it is clean, if it is, you remember that, then only. Otherwise we listen. You ask what Baba said today? Do not know. Yes? So while listening, that's why how to memorize recording. So listen, write down, and feed yourself again and again, talk to you. So you are recording this. Just listening one time, you will remember our intellect, our heart is not clean. So it is difference. So if it is clean, once you listen, once you read, you will remember. But it is not clean. That's why it takes time to experience. Any more? Work on this. Okay? Om Shanti.